Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
I wonder if Armie Hammer ever asked if he could do a assaulting of a coworker.
Yeah, hello.
Oh,
hey,
oh shit, you guys thought. Pun of the podcast alert.
I wanted really, to batter them.
I'm having...
Anyway, that's the start of episode 49. Today, in honor of our good friend, Owen, leaving Barstool to go to, I believe, the Tim Dillon show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not called the Tim Dillon show, right? That's
yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Precisely.
Like, for now. Am I messing that up? No. No, that's the first change.
An Owen show soon.
Yeah.
In honor of our sweet boy, we're doing a bracket of the worst career moves.
We had this on the calendar for months.
It was a complete coincidence that this happened to work out this way. But we will have, Owen, I know you have to go at some point during the bracket, and then Chaps will be joining and taking your spot. But we do have another big announcement for the bracket, but I'm going to wait for later on that. And before...
I don't even know what this announcement is.
Before...
I know.
Yeah, a couple of people know. I made a point not to tell you. I wanted like one person here to also to be surprised.
Okay.
Listeners will be, but...
I also forgot to update you. We did Boy Dad this morning, so I could stay. I'll hop on this mic. Chaps can come here.
Chaps goes on the side mic.
We'll
OG
just
members
pound this
stay.
Thing 12 deep.
Anyway, so today we're doing that, and our episode today is sponsored by Fireball. So let's hear from Fireball. This episode of Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by Fireball. Sometimes life can get serious fast and adult responsibilities become overwhelming, but everyone needs an excuse to let loose and have some fun. During the moments of stressful adulting, letting yourself have some fun, Fireball Whiskey is there to help you say fuck it and free your fire. Fireball takes any event to the next level, whether it's a mundane work happy hour, crazy pregame, or just watching football with some friends. And their iconic cinnamon flavor tastes fire and goes down easy, making it the ultimate crowd pleaser. That's why it's the number one shot in the U.S. The Fireball 50 milliliter shooters are perfect to ignite a pregame, tailgate, or darty. Plus, no shot glass needed. Just crack it and knock it back. I mention the same thing every time we talk about Fireball, which is whenever you're at a bar or whatever and you don't want to go around asking everybody what their shot is, one person's like, oh, I can't drink tequila, I can't drink whiskey. You can get Fireball. Anyone can drink it. Whether, like, whatever the taste palate is, they're going to enjoy it. Next time you're deciding between adulting and fun, say fuck it and free your fire with an ice cold shot of Fireball. Thanks to Fireball.
What happens when Owen just never leaves?
What happens when Owen never leaves after I just promoted that Chaps will come on? Probably nothing.
I'll leave after the round.
No. You are staying on. It's your last show. You're staying through to completion. Anyway, maybe it was bad phrasing.
Just certain guys can't say completion. You're one of them.
Completion?
The word at all.
Yeah.
Does it sound like...
I can.
Does it sound sexual coming out of
Mommy
my mouth?
Mommy can't.
No way.
Al can't. Francis can't.
Why can't I?
Say it.
Completion.
Nick was right. Nick was right.
Patrick Damn. Bateman-esque.
Yeah.
You look like you say that anyway. Like
completion?
Achieve completion.
I haven't completed yet, babe.
No, I don't say it that way.
Did you come?
It's because you don't come.
You achieve
you're gay.
Baby.
I don't come because I don't want her to have the satisfaction.
Of thinking she did anything for you?
I want her to feel like she owes me one.
That was actually my
Love
move
it.
For a while. Mm.
I know someone who does that.
If I'm going to perform terribly, I'm not going to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because right, it's like you're both bad.
Yeah.
Or you make her think she's bad.
Yeah, you make... Okay.
I remember, like, I had not known you for very long, and you were like, dude, I never come.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Very accurate.
It's worse.
It was the first time we met.
I've changed.
Like, hi, I'm KB,
You started coming?
It's worth it, I think. I forgot about it. Yeah, it's good shit. You might as well give yourself something in life.
Yeah, Kyle rediscovered the joy of coming.
He gave himself coming. All right. Let's see what all the hubbub's about.
It's like you got like a movie recommendation or something. Like, oh, fuck.
Let's see what the pinnacle of pleasure is all about. Maybe see if it's for me.
The one joy everyone rich or poor can have. Ah, fucking, I don't know. It's not for me. Just don't want to bust. A little one.
Anyone have any good wet dreams this past week?
No, it's still just you.
Damn.
Oh, Tommy still has wet dreams.
Wet dream, Francis?
Not in so many years.
Oh, you are missing out, brother.
Well, but they ruin your bedspread.
He said he likes waking up with a load of cum in his pants.
It's not a load.
So does that mean you're just not? I'm sure all these questions have been asked, but that means you're not masturbating.
No, I'm not. I'm not having wet dreams like routinely. I'm saying like once a year, twice a year.
What, that is frequent
for this age.
Really?
Yeah.
And it means that you don't masturbate very often
or have sex.
I don't think. No, it has happened. I think in more dry spells of either masturbating or sex.
What's the longest that you typically? When you all of a sudden one day you look up at the clock and you're like, "Whoa, I haven't masturbated in how many days?"
I don't even know how I get into it.
I'd say I masturbate on average maybe 3 or 4 times a week.
I'm shocked you're having wet dreams then. It would require.
I mean,
it would require
I think those
like
are
a,
probably coming a, in more dry stretches.
It would require like a 3 week build up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
me.
I'm a high T guy. What can I say?
That's a good way to spin it.
Yeah.
When it does finally come out, is it like brown?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
like
how it
brackish water,
like cottage cheese fermented.
It's like bad sink water and like a poor person.
Like a Flint, Michigan
vibe. It's like the beginning of an Aaron Brockovich type movie. Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same water. The poor people and rich people.
No. Yeah. The poor people have brown water.
Okay.
Could have used a specific example. But yeah. So since Francis is back, we can announce that when Owen leaves to go do Tim Dillon, literally, we'll be fucking him and sucking him routinely. Francis will be joining in his spot.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
Yep.
Nice.
Nice little quick natural transition.
I like that.
Very happy for Francis.
And there's a little circle of life there because I did the Tim Dillon show myself not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. It all works out.
Full time?
What?
Full time or just like a little guest?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a full time employee.
Oh, no. He said come out to LA and appear on my podcast.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing as full time employment, more or less.
I listened to that episode. You're a funny guy.
And you're trying to tell me that I wasn't on the rest of it.
What are you talking about?
We asked if you were on the show full time as an employed, like on
every
I thought you were
taking a shot at me.
No.
For not being on the full episode.
Brother, I've never
you live in hell.
Good God.
Well, you know, I don't know what the pacing's like here.
We're friends.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Uh-huh. Before you started taking all those full time shots at.
Oh.
Francis has definitely come back. Like, I feel like HQ2 really broke you a little.
It sure did.
Mentally, like,
remember when I wrote that suicide blog?
Yeah, that was
for real
awkward. Like a few weeks ago, we all left at like 3 p.m. on a Friday to get some drinks.
Yeah,
and we were like, is there a hidden camera that's gonna catch me?
By the way, the fact that I wrote a fucking I want to kill myself blog, and even then they weren't like, maybe this guy needs a fucking editor.
it's on them. Yeah.
At that point, you know, how many more signs do I need to leave?
You had established behavior at that point, yeah. Anyway, before we get into the first half again, we're going to hear from our second sponsor of the day, 3Chi. Let's talk about 3Chi. The days of long road trips to rec states for overpriced dispensaries are over. 3Chi offers premium THC products that get delivered straight to your door, including dispensary-grade Delta-9 THC. With the same effects as traditional marijuana, it's hemp-derived, making it federally legal and that much easier to get your hands on. And the best part, 3Chi is giving Barstool listeners an exclusive 5% off all products. Use code STOOL5 at 3chi.com and experience cannabis perfected now. You must be 21 years old to purchase. I talk about it all the time. Their Rice Krispie things are absolutely awesome, delicious edibles, and they got everything. Got something for everyone. They got the tinctures, gummies, everything you need, even little candy, which is kind of cool. So again, use code STOOL5 at 3chi.com and experience cannabis perfected now. Thanks to 3chi. All right, our first matchup.
I've been burning it down with 3Chi lately.
Burning?
I've been a fucking stony boy. Smoky McPot.
Yeah.
What have you been smoking?
I've been on that Comfortably Numb gummy.
Mm. You ever try the Rice Krispie one?
Yeah, I've tried the Rice Krispie one.
I like that one a lot.
That's it's a pretty good one.
Delicious. First match
of the day. That's nice.
That root beer taffy's a little strong for Nikki.
Yeah.
Half a bite?
It satisfies my sweet tooth, but then I'm off my rocker.
Mm.
Stone to the bone.
Our first matchup of the day.
is turn on the aqueous transmission by Incubus. I'm on another
really
planet.
Got it. Oh my god. First match of the day is the number 12 seed. Liam Neeson voluntarily admitting in an interview that he wants to beat up black people.
I'm learning about things on this show about celebrities I like.
A couple years ago, Liam Neeson, like unprompted, said like, yeah, a friend of mine, when I was living in, I think he was in Northern Ireland or something, a friend of mine got raped and I just wanted to go out and find and beat up the first black person I could find. And like nobody, there was no question that even traced that answer. Like it was just completely voluntary for no reason. And that's going up against number 5 seed, which is a little bit stronger, Sophia Leaving Call Her Daddy. Arguably a pretty fucking bad career decision overall. We'll start with the leaving boy, Owen. Which do you think was a worse career move?
Sophia.
Sophia leaving.
Was it 60 mil?
60 mil from Spotify.
30. Yeah. I mean, Neeson, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's insane that he said it.
Voluntarily, like not prompted. Like not even close.
Insane that, yeah. That people don't know he said it, but yeah.
Yeah, that tells me it wasn't a bad career move at all.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, what's he been in?
He's been in a lot of movies.
He's been in recently. Right? He's been
straight to
90 playing, getting roles.
Bottom of your on demand.
Yes. Venue. Very bad movies for the most part. Nick?
I think she's still making a bag.
She is.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Granted,
I know.
Yeah, it's probably not as much, but I bet you she's living comfortably.
Sans
yeah.
toxicity.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
And she still has the HBO
and
boyfriend.
Liam Neeson is still definitely living comfortably as well. Yeah.
Definitely. But I know we like to poke fun at Sophia.
I don't know how comfortable he is. There are a lot of black people in the world.
Yeah, that's true. He might be upset.
Yeah.
It's not a good...
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, take it.
Why am I thinking of...
Leslie Nielsen?
The fucking Grand Torino guy.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Never mind, yeah.
He said that. I think he's...
Okay. My mind just went right there. I was thinking Clint Eastwood. Yeah, no. Okay.
Really
I didn't know Neeson. Yeah, Neeson's younger, yeah. So maybe that was bad.
Maybe Liam can get away with it. He's Qui-Gon Jinn, for God's sakes. But anybody else saying that probably wouldn't fly. I'm going to go with Liam.
Going to go with Liam. Jay?
I think it's easier to say Sophia because it's directly like we can essentially back into how much money she lost by doing that. With Liam Neeson, what year did this happen?
I think the 80s or 70s.
Oh, I mean,
it wasn't like the week before he said it in the.
Like, seems like
that was arguably the greatest horror movie ever made.
Yeah, that was great for him.
Yeah.
What do you want to be in Star Wars?
He'll be starring next to Samuel L. Jackson. So, yeah, it has to be Sophia based on that.
Sophia? Tommy?
Yeah, I didn't even know the Liam Neeson thing. The fact that this happened 40 years ago and he's still been in Taken.
That was before this. So this is like 2 years ago, this interview or something like that.
Wait, you just said it was the 80s.
No, it happened in the 80s and he voluntarily admitted it like 2 years ago.
Hold on.
I see. All right, yeah.
His friend got raped in the 80s. When did the quote come out?
The quote is the only move that mattered.
Thing 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to say.
Got it.
The carnal desire, whatever he felt.
I don't think it was carnal.
That's been there since birth.
Well, maybe that's why they forgave him, was that he said, back then, I felt this way.
Right.
I wouldn't feel that way today. I don't know.
Yeah. I just think, like, in general, when you put it in the broad scope of, like, voluntarily admitting you want to beat up black people, this is never a good career move, especially in Hollywood, ever. Yeah. No. So.
Bad thing to say, for sure. But I mean, I think the fact that we didn't know about it, the fact that he's still in movies, Sophia, we can directly, I'm sure she's doing fine, but I'm sure there's a part of her that saw the 60 mil or whatever Coop got. And she said, damn, bag fumble alert. So I'm going to go with Sophia with an F.
I think it was bad for both parties too, because Cooper's now transitioned into being like Oprah or something.
Is that a bad thing though?
Cooper, that's what I'm saying. Cooper is like interviewing A-list celebrities.
He's interviewing Miley A-list Cyrus, celebrities, but like everything
Haley
that
Baldwin
was...
recently. Yeah, in a serious tone. But...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like everything that was funny about it or good about it is changed now. She's getting A-listers and interviewing, but she interviews like Oprah, which is like, it's not you, in my opinion.
Sounds like we got a salty daddy gang member.
I would do it right now if I could get 60 million, no problem, and they're also my desk mates, so I'm happy for them both. But still,
we were close.
Called me Jim from accounting in a stool scenes video.
I ran into Sophia, I think, recently. I was at like this NFT event or something, It was like this hall, and there were, and I just saw her from across the way. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if it was her.
Why were you there?
Wasn't there a random ass performer?
What?
It was
Questlove and the Chainsmokers were performing.
Oh, that's kind of sick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I actually got hired to perform at an NFT event.
Yeah. Was it like during
sounds
NFT
sounds like
week?
Yours was a lot more successful.
Yeah. No, it was sick. And I saw her, and like, we didn't end on great terms, you know, call her mommy. We really go back and forth. But she made eye contact with me and darted away and left. Ooh. So round
toxic.
One for smokes.
You can smell it. KB.
Smokes dub.
Sophia's was worse. Career move. I think the other guy, I think the...
How do you not know who Liam Neeson is at all?
He was in Taken. I know that.
Are there only two Taken?
I know his face, too.
There's
yeah.
Three.
Is he not in the
I
third?
Was under the impression.
I think he did the made the worst move, but
yeah,
ramifications. Sophia by far.
There's three Takens in a Taken TV show. If I mean, a TV show might be what
is that the one Queen Latifah's in?
No, that's Equalizer.
You're thinking of Queen Laquifa.
I am. Yes, of course.
So you're gonna go with Sophia
Barbershop.
Too. Yes.
By the way, so I don't know that we can fundamentally say call her daddy. The show gets a $60 million offer from Spotify if it continues in the form it was in.
You think so?
I just don't know that we can say that.
Dirty, yeah.
I don't know that. I think Spotify wanted Alex Cooper in her form, you know, knowing that she was the star. She was the star. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. She was.
I was,
Sophia,
on the sales side. The numbers were the numbers. She was going to get paid a lot.
Sophia was?
Both of, if they were still there, they were both going to get paid a ton.
You think Spotify makes the offer
yes.
to call her daddy at the same rate if they continue in the sort of salacious, very
yes.
R-rated way that they had?
Definitely.
You think this? Yeah, I kind of think it was an adaptation, right?
Yeah.
For
because there's a part of me that wondered if once Sophia left and Alex Cooper started moving more into this like grounded mental health place interviewing, and then they were like, oh, you've clean things up, now we want you, and now it's like we're interviewing Oprah. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the show is that way with Sophia on it.
I think it's a natural progression business wise. I think as you age, any gender, any of the countless genders, you can't be talking about
funny
fucking thing. And it's weird from an older person. I think
either way, they were on a trajectory to make lots of money.
Okay.
And I think Sophia would have got it too because I think they just wanted the
who's paying Sophia
audience.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. They just wanted the group of women. Question.
She's doing really well.
Product as much as
I know she's doing really well.
She independently published?
I think we're rep by the same people.
Gotcha.
And she is killing it. Mm-hmm. She's killing it. Because, you know, even if she took whatever a third of the Call Her Daddy audience came with her, that's still an insane amount of people listening to her pod, plus her merch. And then there was this, like, the diehard Call Her Daddy fans were somehow more righteous about her. You know, they like felt like she'd been slighted.
Yeah.
And that she'd done something noble somehow by like standing up for what she believed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they followed her a little bit. The point is, she's not doing terribly. But neither is Liam Neeson since he said that on the interview.
He's been in, I think, a few very bad movies. And
yeah.
He doesn't have much on the horizon.
I think it's Sophia.
Sophia. Sophia is going to move on. Our next matchup is the number 4 seed. I believe his name is pronounced John Antiocho or Antiocho. He was the Blockbuster CEO.
Oh.
Who didn't buy Netflix for $50 million. And it is now worth $97 billion. So that guy going up against, this is a Tommy edition, Pete Rose betting on baseball, which was pretty fucking stupid.
Cost him the Hall of Fame.
Cost him the Hall of Fame. Cost him his entire like career discussion. Everything starts and ends there. So Francis, you go first. Pete Rose betting on baseball or the CEO of Blockbuster not buying Netflix at $50 million in 2001.
Well, it's Blockbuster because Blockbuster is now gone and Pete Rose, we're just talking about his legacy, right? It's just a question of him not making it into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yet true baseball fans still acknowledge his prowess and his ability, whereas nobody's like, man, Remember that old CEO of Blockbuster? He really knew his way around business.
It's a great point. No one talks about him. I mean, I didn't even know how to pronounce his name. Antioco? Antioco?
Greek.
Yeah, that's why he fucked this up. KB.
Oh, God.
Well, you can make fun of Greek people.
Oh, yeah.
Tentacumpo is how it's said.
That's how it's said.
KB, you got...
I'm trying to figure out what Antioco is like, how much did he end up making? What's his net worth?
Oh, okay, so Antioco. I'm curious, too, now that you say it. I mean, you probably got a golden parachute to leave Blockbuster and went somewhere else.
Nice term.
What?
Either way, refusing to do the Netflix deal, it's him.
Yeah.
Because Pete Rose is, I mean, still fine.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of made him more famous.
He might be like on a bigger career trajectory post-baseball if it wasn't for that, though. Like,
probably would have made a little more money, maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You don't think he'd be tombstoned by Kane at WrestleMania if he didn't gamble on baseball?
That's true.
Did that happen? That's an awesome thing.
Yeah, we're saying it's very good.
Blockbuster CEO. I mean, it's one thing to miss out on an investment that much, but then when missing out on it directly leads to your
demise,
company falling apart, that's tough. And the new, by the way, I'm interested, the new Blockbuster series.
Yeah, Randall Park.
Looks kind of good. The new Netflix series about Blockbuster is just the ultimate rubbing salt in the wound.
Yeah, by Netflix.
It does look pretty good.
I'm very excited for that, too.
I'm just kidding. Blockbuster had to be worth how much at its peak?
At that point, they were worth probably around...
The only way people rented movies.
I know. We had Movie Gallery, too.
Mm.
DVD Galaxy.
We had DVD Galaxy. It got shut down. They were selling...
There's still one in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
Then there were some very independently owned ones, you know? Yeah. Video Shop.
We had a family video that a parrot guarded the adults.
Oh, yeah. And it was right next to the vacuum store. Yes.
That's smart.
Yeah, so the parrot would cough if a boy was going back to the adult video section.
That is smart.
Just one more time. What were those barbershops in Wheeling? There was...
Oh, so my barbershop closed down. It sucked.
My mom texted me about this. Lisa from Friends.
So Friends was my barbershop.
Lisa Kudrow.
She's now working at Lisa's Harem. My old. So Lisa went to Lisa.
Lisa Kudrow is a hairstylist?
The woman that cuts my hair, Lisa... worked at Friends. Friends was a barbershop.
Lisa Kudrow.
No, it's just Lisa
Weisler. Kudrow.
The Friends, but it's very confusing.
They stylized it in the same way.
The logo was just for the show Friends.
She played Phoebe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lisa, her last name is Kudrow.
Right. Yeah. But she went over.
Nothing to do with her.
She got Friends closed because the owner of Friends retired.
What?
And she's now at Lisa's Harem, too.
With Lisa Tolbert.
They have a number.
Here. That's right.
A number of different hairstyling places in Wheeling that just have the funniest names. There's, what was the bunker one?
Oh, the Fade Bunker?
It's
Fade Shack? Or is it, the Fade Cave?
The Fade Cave.
Yeah.
The Fade Cave, the Friends, Lisa's Harem.
One and two.
Which, like, if you combine that, and that was a happy
Lisa
ending.
Kudrow went to a different pun-based hair salon.
That's right.
What were the other ones? There was more good ones, no?
I was at Maine Attractions for a little bit, but Maine is, you know, M-A-N-E.
She did love puns. She always had coffee at Central Perk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't remember the name of my barber. I would just walk in.
You were male all the way through?
I've never had a male cut my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
That's almost impossible.
I go to Lisa.
Mm. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, I will.
Wait, you followed her?
Look how long my hair is. I only get it cut when I go back.
I thought they made like $20 million a year in, royalties.
In royalties?
She must just love doing it.
She's making a comeback.
What was the other one? I remember there's one other one. Stradwick's Fade Cave was the name of the place.
Yeah, Stradwick's a good guy.
Fuck, where are they? Whatever, I'll have to look at it later. I loved every time we went through those names of the hair places in your town. Who was up? I believe you're up, Jay?
Blockbuster guy by a country mile.
Have you ever heard the stories in business class about the Home Depot CEO?
I don't remember very little about it.
He was like the worst CEO of all time. I figured that's something someone you would know.
No.
Nick.
Blockbuster's primed for a huge comeback. Check my Robinhood account. It's all in Viacom right now. I know it's coming. How magical of an experience was that to go browse, popcorn, get the blue tropical Mike and Ike's?
Ooh, they had good candy.
Good candy. Yeah. And sometimes it was like, you got the movie theater popcorn that all the candy on the inside. Yep. Awesome. Time for a big comeback. Yeah. Hop on Viacom, boys.
Having the card.
It was neck and neck with like just going to the theme park once a year.
Yes.
For excitement.
You would go, you would pick out, your dad would be like, okay.
Video games,
two
though.
Movies.
Yeah, you'd
buy used games. Yeah, I bought my first Xbox 360 game there, Army of Two.
I remember that one. Yeah. You go back to back.
Yeah. That was a cool game. Yeah. But they fumbled the bag big time. It's got to be Blockbuster. Yeah. Right. I guess one could win.
Blockbuster, move on, but Owen?
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
For everything everybody said.
Yeah, it's pretty much
But no Dude,
doubt.
Where's My Car used at Blockbuster. It had a blue VHS tape, like all MTV movies. And I remember I opened it, and the biggest booger I've ever seen in my life was just smack dab in the middle of that VHS.
I got a Shoeless Joe Jackson autobiography there. Me and my buddy picked it out.
A book or a movie?
A movie. And his mom was like, you guys aren't going to like it. We were like, yeah, we are.
We love baseball.
Yeah. And then it sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was black and white.
Renting bad movies was awesome because you finished them out.
Yeah, you had to.
Never rewound a bad movie. I was like, if you disappoint me, I'm not going to rewind you, even though there's no bearing.
And back then, you know, you were at the mercy of how good the cover looked.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of what...
That's all that mattered.
Brought you in.
Yes.
We're making our choice based on the cover of this box.
Yeah.
Video games, it, too. Yeah.
No Rotten Tomatoes, no... Whatever you guys do.
MovieRankings.net.
MovieRankings.net, yeah.
Even better.
Even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough one to beat. So they're going to move on. Next up, we have the number 9 seed. The guy who deleted Flappy Bird. His name is Dong Nguyen. He was making $50,000 a day from the app, and he deleted it because he said it was too addictive and he didn't like how people were playing it.
Wait, why was he making 50?
There was
the guy who made the app Flappy Bird.
There was one way to play it.
Yeah,
I guess you're pressing the screen. You couldn't do. They couldn't do much with.
I thought that game sucked.
Are you talking about Angry Birds?
No, Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
I think you're thinking of Angry Birds.
No.
Angry Birds was huge.
Angry Birds made the bag. The Flappy Bird guy was
Angry
like.
Angry Birds got a fucking movie.
Yeah, it was Chris Pratt
Multiple,
the voice
two movies.
Of the bird?
No, it's
Angry
Sudeikis,
Birds is like Walt Disney in Asia, right?
Yeah, and. Something basically, yes, more or less. That and Candy Crush.
And it started by a guy who thought it was too addictive, so he deleted it.
Yeah, so
that made him angry and became Angry Birds.
Yeah, well, maybe. Flappy Bird people liked it because all you do is tap and like you go through these things, and it looked a lot like Mario games, like a lot.
They were pipes. They were green pipes.
Green pipes, yeah. And like this. Yeah,
I thought it sucked.
I thought it was
fun. You're not having fun at all. You're
anxiety.
You're just anxious.
Yeah, I think that could be fun though. Getting through the pipe. Like at first, it's so hard. Like, how does anyone get far? And then once you get the hang of it, getting through each pipe's a little like.
So he was making $50K off the ad revenue plus the downloads, which were it cost money. And he was like, I don't like people.
I thought it was free.
Well, I guess that's what it said in the wiki for
Okay.
He was making all that money. Said it. He's like, I don't like how people are playing it. I don't want it to be an addictive game, so no one can play it anymore. And he just deleted
it. Korean?
Vietnamese.
Okay. Didn't he say it was putting his life in danger? Like, the amount of money he was making was, like,
too much
for where he was living?
I didn't see that in the wiki. I just saw the part where he's, like, took a moral stance on it more than anything. He's going up against... There's multiple moves here. It's the number 8 seed. I'm just going to say... It's going to be Will Smith. But there's multiple things involving Will Smith.
Okay.
I'll start with the fact that he turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix to do Wild Wild West.
Oof.
He turned down the role of Dom Cobb in Inception to produce The Karate Kid. And then he turned down the role of Django in Django Unchained to do After Earth. And just horrible. And then there's also he ran Aunt Viv off of Fresh Prince.
That was his fault?
That was him.
What?
That was 100% him. He hated the actress, and I guess it was like a mutual hate, and he was just like, you're fucking out of here. Because it was his show, basically. And after that, doing The Suicide Squad, one of the most hated movies ever, and also, obviously, The Slap, which I think that's not as bad because he's going to come back without a problem off that.
He'll come back.
He's back from all these.
His character in The Suicide Squad was cool.
He was the best part of it, but the movie was
I think
vile.
It's important to note, it was his first ever Oscar win. That he had worked his whole life for. So, like, maybe not his career trajectory, but, like, his career was leading up to that moment, and he got rid of it.
Biggest moment on
that
the biggest
sucked.
Stage.
Yeah, that does suck.
And I think the Flappy Bird guy, I think it was funny, kind of, that one day it was just gone. Everyone was mad.
I didn't know you could do that. Like, the creator of the app can just be like, nah, nobody can have it anymore. And then I remember seeing the iPhones that still had it and, like, iPod Touches on eBay going for, like, 10 grand.
Apparently, the bidding for some of them started at $1,500 and went up as high as $90,000.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then this eBay said it was illegal because you need to wipe your phone before you sell it.
And I'm sure he framed it as a moral thing, but he was probably getting like death threats.
Yeah. Within the country or something like that.
Or just from people who were. It was a wild game.
Yeah.
Like, that game is so easily recreated.
It was immediately recreated after he got rid of it. And I think he came back like a couple years later with a new version, and everyone's like, it's gone.
I don't care anymore.
Moment's gone. Nick.
There's a Flappy Bird in Dave and Buster's now.
Like an arcade game?
Like an arcade game. Same thing, just big. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Damn, Will Smith turning down all those. That's pretty bad, but at least he's had some hits as well.
Yeah.
I feel like, what was Will Smith's last hit, though? What did he win the Oscar for?
Richard.
Yeah, King Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Very recent.
Good ass movie.
That's about my stepdad or my yeah. my father-in-law. My father-in-law.
Wait a second.
You're like a
how?
Yeah.
How does it?
You got to explain this.
How long do you have?
I'm DMing Venus Williams back and forth.
I see. I know about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Well, you're nodding like it's a joke, and it's not.
It's
no. I know. I didn't know.
A joke.
Needed to hear that. I didn't. Yeah. No, I'm not nodding because it's a joke. I'm nodding because it makes me happy.
Me too.
I'm not laughing. I'm
for the first time in a long time.
Enjoying.
We have to clip that and send it to her.
If you guys were to 69,
she makes me laugh.
You would need to be on top, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not going to eat pussy.
There.
Will Smith has already had the bag. This guy was poor in Vietnam, fell into this cash cow, $50,000 a day. Then he deleted it on his own accord, but I bet you he regretted it immediately. Immediately. Have you ever deleted a social media account because like a girl quit talking to you and wanted to seem mysterious? Mm-hmm. And that as soon as you delete it, you regret it.
Yeah.
And then mine wasn't getting me any money.
Well, I heard and this is also in his Wikipedia. After that whole thing, he became like a chef, and he's like did sort of like a traveling thing and ended up in Warsaw. He took the walk to Poland.
Oh my God, he took
quite
the walk.
Literally.
So is he in Warsaw actually?
Right now.
Wow.
No, he's not really.
Oh damn. Oh, damn.
You're gonna go with the Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
Che.
I actually kind of admire the dude. So I don't know what Flappy Bird is, but I kind of understand it based on everyone talking. I think it's noble. Like I've seen 60 Minutes pieces with like people that work at Facebook or social media outlets that are like, this is like too addicting. Like and that have worked there for years and helped build it. And are like, people are too addicted to this. I wish we had the foresight to see what would have happened and taken action sooner. And I think that this guy, I don't know if it's necessarily as damaging as, you know, certain realms of social media, but I think that for whatever reason, he deemed that it wasn't helpful in hurting society and he took action. So I commend him for that. So I
agree. I've actually heard that there's like a epidemic of teenage Flappy Birds killing themselves in American high schools due to their body image.
Maybe I'm an evil person, but the thought process of like, we have to take this down, it's too evil or too addictive. If you don't do it, somebody else will. If you don't make something like that,
yeah, but you can look yourself in the mirror and just be like, okay with that.
It's okay. Flappy Bird, not fentanyl.
Might as well be.
I lost a lot of friends at home.
If it's eroding people's minds because they're just whatever.
Like, I do think there's a lot of like middle-aged women slowly killing themselves.
What?
Candy Crush.
Yeah, when they reach the max level, they can't
play on their iPad.
Those are the same women that'll like put on their Facebook that addiction isn't a disease, and then they spent like $700 on Candy Crush.
I beat Candy Crush a very long time ago.
There's infinite levels.
I got to construction several times, and it was like,
oh wow,
this was probably 10 years ago at this point.
Is it still on your phone?
I have screenshots of it.
That's impressive.
No, is the app still downloaded on your phone?
No, I don't even remember how to play. I don't believe that.
That's not true. You
get to the max level.
You're not getting to the max level taking screenshots and then forgetting the game.
I was on a subway, and this was probably 5 or 7 years ago, but yeah, I saw someone playing. I was like,
not
I remember.
Six.
I saw it and I was like, oh wow, like I remember. And this was a couple years of having played it. And I was like, I don't even. And they have the sound effects, delicious, all this stuff. And I was like, divine. I was like, I don't even remember what
guy remembers the fucking sound effects.
He remembers the sound
how
effects.
To play the
it would
game.
Be like riding a bike. I think you could.
Yeah.
I think you're lying, Steve Che.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't picked up the sticks in a long time, so.
I think you're afraid we're going to challenge you to play Candy right now, and you need it.
I'd love to see you get back into it.
It's just there. Nothing productive comes from
all off the wagon.
So if we did like a classic Barstool competition bullshit, where it's like you win $10,000 if you win a Candy Crush tournament versus all of us,
I'd probably practice on because that's something that is productive that would come out of it.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, Tommy.
Everything I just heard about that Flappy Bird guy makes me very angry. To just throw away all that money, taking a moral stand is very gay. I feel taking a moral stand is
well, you're right,
a bit gay. I think throwing away millions of dollars, I mean, who cares? This guy could look at himself in the mirror. He could look at himself in 10 mirrors in his mansion if he kept Flappy Bird. So that idiot.
Flappy Bird.
That was a bar.
Yeah. KB.
Yeah. He's my front runner. Will Smith is Will Smith still. I mean, that could have been how much is like Angry Birds is worth like a billion.
It's worth a lot of money.
It's not. It wasn't
it's
on
definitely
that
worth
trajectory.
More, I think, actually.
Yeah.
A crazy amount of money. And I will say to Will Smith's credit, like he has rebounded for like I listed all those things. He rebounded from all of those no problem.
Yeah.
Not an issue.
Would Flappy Bird have lasted?
No, it probably would have been like
would have
Temple
lasted
Run
long enough to
I think
make
it
him...
would have been a fad anyway.
Temple Run rocked. And so did Subway Surfer.
Mm. Yeah. Were,
yeah.
Jetpack Joyride.
Ever play BB Tan?
What's BB Tan?
Sounds like a joke. It's just an actual app.
It's an even blacker version of BB King.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That's hard to explain. It's a good game, though. Francis.
To your point that you just made, Ken Jack, everything we just, like, all Will Smith's, yeah, he passed on Neo to do the next thing. But you could, if you drew a decision tree, maybe the decision to do that movie then led him to, you know, any number of the like 10 movies he made in a row that were the year's highest grossing films in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. There was a 10-year span where he did, you know, Bad Boys and then
Bad Boys 2.
Ali. And then, like, you know, he just had 10 movies in a row that were like I Am Legend, I Robot, that all just exploded out of the box office. Mm-hmm. And so you couldn't say that he was doomed to irrelevancy as a result of those decisions. To me, it's similar to the only thing he's at fault for is the slap, similar to the Pete Rose conversation, where now that will be his legacy.
Yeah.
Unless he puts out another 10 movies from here on that are like heralded.
Got a show coming out soon, Emancipation.
Hmm.
So that'll be like, I think within the year. So
what's that about?
Couldn't tell you, man. I think he's like a disgruntled teen.
Okay.
Needs his parents, something like that. But I will note that just as a counterpoint, he had made a lot of good movies after, let's say, starting with The Matrix. His 2000s and 2010s, he has made some of the lowest rated movies of all time. And that includes like After Earth, Suicide Squad, like all these other things. And I think he did not get a movie above a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes until King Richard. Like all of the movies he's had between that and like Independence Day.
What about the Concussion?
Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah, Pursuit of Happiness is good, but it still wasn't like in that.
What about Hitch?
Even I Am Legend wasn't. Hitch definitely wasn't.
Hitch is the second highest grossing romantic comedy of all time.
What?
First, Something
Number
About
One
Mary.
Is What Women Want with Mel Gibson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Something About Mary was like the third highest grossing movie of 99. It was like two behind Saving Private Ryan, which is kind of crazy. Oh.
Mel Gibson never made again. Poor career decision.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought about putting him on here.
Yeah.
He would have been a good choice.
I just can't. I can't say it's Will Smith. He's too illustrious, in spite of the slap, and that's the only thing to me that would be his mistake, his career mistake. So then it's the Flappy Bird guy.
So Flappy Bird's going to advance. Now we have the one versus.
So many people were going to go see the first thing he's in after the slap for some apparent reason.
Oh,
but
yeah. People love a comeback story. Just
people
like
are going to see.
Down.
Yeah, fucking. You know, who's the? Oh my god, the comedian who had raped all the women.
Bill Cosby.
He's back on
that's
tour,
true.
And people are going to see him.
I mean, not that it's the same
that
thing at all, but Lucy K is
insane to me.
Selling out MSG.
People are going to see him?
No, I would want to see.
It's a morbid curiosity.
Yeah, definitely. But that he's getting shows?
Yeah. People want to see him.
He should be.
Could his
I agree with Kyle.
He's also like 85.
He should not be allowed to perform anymore.
Joseph Coney sell out the Beacon?
Yeah.
Who did?
Would Joseph Coney sell out the Beacon?
Oh, I'd go to that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, see?
You're talking, there's an award for Joseph Coney up still, because he's still around.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's a fiasco that I never
paid attention
learned what
it
happened.
It's very specific to our small.
I don't know what happened.
We were freshmen in college.
Yeah.
I know it was like he set up a foundation to find children, but then it turned out he was a bad guy. That's
yes.
Is that right?
He had like,
well, he
I
was
think he had public
not
indecency.
As bad of a guy as Joseph Coney.
No, he wasn't
Coney's
as bad as Joseph Coney,
worse.
But that guy did beat off in public.
Yeah.
I think that was just our first taste of
performative activism.
Yeah. And I was just like, wait, I can just like this Facebook page and now Nick's a good guy.
I think we did that.
You won't find a GoFundMe that I don't like on Twitter.
What was that bracket we had him in? Was it worst schemes or something like that? And because I think the whole idea of like the Coney movement was all about catching Coney, and they sure didn't. He's still around.
And it didn't.
And he has a reward of like $2 billion on his head. And
not
saying,
U.S. dollars.
Not U.S. is the problem. It was
they
like
just gave him a ton of street cred.
It was like roughly 4 billion Rwandan francs, if I remember correctly, something like that. Which
I was just there.
The Rwandan franc, the tank, dude.
One,
the motherfucking child soldiers.
Motherfucking Tootsies.
Rwandan franc.
You have to make that Photoshop, which is just Frank in blackface.
Just the paint bucket, yeah.
I can make it work. I'll make it work. Anyway, we have the chain game. The chain game, our first option, is DMing or texting your boss, Jew, at 2 a.m.
Who said that?
It
Smitty.
Was Jews.
No,
Jews.
But like, who submitted that?
Jaded.
Jeez.
Honestly, it's a very important distinction, Jews versus Jew.
Yeah. Jew is
Smitty
very.
Doesn't work here anymore,
yeah.
I think.
Jews, okay, so texting Jews to your boss at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. Hooking up with someone at a holiday party in front of coworkers, which is another chase.
Front of coworkers?
What is this? What
like making out on the dance floor?
This isn't like a career. This is somebody.
This is a more broad bracket. One. This is a broad one.
Yeah. This bracket is about somebody's worst career.
Broad.
This is broad.
It
could
be general.
It could be
it could be any hypothetical.
Yeah.
But that the but like is that second reason. One real? Did that happen?
I'm sure it has. I don't know.
Definitely know people that have hooked up at Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Do you have someone in mind that it hurt their career? Yes. I mean, you did not work there very long after it happened.
We can make it just like holiday party
holiday
issues
party
in general. Like, don't get drunk at holiday party. Don't cause issues.
Tommy fingered Blattman at the last holiday party.
Right between those fat thighs.
The last holiday
you
party.
You smelled your fingers after that.
Oh, yeah. Licked them all up.
We smelled them before just to see the change.
Yeah, a little before and after.
Smelled
a
lot better.
Yeah. These are also coming from a place of not necessarily working here.
Yes, this is
much more relaxed.
Yeah, more broad.
Sometimes I forget people don't have jobs.
I think at the last holiday party, we've discovered that Mincy lives with Fran, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was
a couple years ago.
Brian Fitzsimmons, Blackjack Fletcher was
at fight, yeah. Mike Florentine leaving the...
Jim Florentine.
Right.
Mike Florentine is totally different.
What did Jim Florentine do? Yeah,
he left the party with someone.
No, he did not.
Yeah, left the party with a certain someone. These are all completely lies. They're all lies. We just make up at holiday
parties.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it on the next one.
Just so when you do something, people will assume it's a lie.
Yeah.
Jim Florentine actually coming to that party was awesome.
It was, dude, we took a massive group picture with him. It was.
I like him. I see him all the time.
I've never been to one of our work parties. Christmas parties.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've ever seen you there.
Don't like you guys. You're my coworkers.
Point. After that, we have getting too drunk at an event with clients, which I have been in the room when that's happened before. It's very bad.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Looking at porn on your work computer, which this one felt like it was from a place.
We've talked about it on the Yak, and people have asked Pete if they can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely
like
can't.
Nobody
here.
Would care.
Here, maybe not, but
I
like
think watching porn on a computer is depraved.
Yeah, that's strange.
On a PC, yeah, what?
Yeah, but on a smart TV, it's
what?
iPads are for.
You have an iPad just for beating off?
Pretty much.
It's pretty much.
Wait, is it? So do you even like close out the porn, or do you like hit Safari and it's on porn?
No. Yeah, it's
.com.
Candy Crush and then a favorites for Pornhub. That's it. Actually, no. If I had to guess what porn site Steve uses, it wouldn't be Pornhub.
He's XNXX.
I actually switched within the last year to Pornhub.
From?
X videos.
He loves that low def pussy.
Why did you switch? What caused the switch?
I saw some like disturbing thumbnails, and I was like, get this the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the filters get a little civvy.
Yeah,
just like on the homepage,
on the non Pornhub, on the non ones, like the offshoots.
Yeah.
You'll be like, I don't want to see.
I hate when it's alphabetized because I want POV and I have to scroll past elderly. Nah, man.
Yeah. I you know, I'm like, I don't want to see straight porn.
Yeah.
And it comes in, and then you're like, there'll be exactly. one that leaks through.
Yeah.
And it just ruins your appetite.
Exactly.
Not a pussy.
Yeah. I would have thought it would have been.
And the autocorrect doesn't recognize proper nouns, so you can't type in a porn star's name in the search bar without it auto-correcting to a real dictionary word.
Oh.
I'm going to test that now.
Yeah. Good idea. Remember, Pete sees it over the Wi-Fi.
What niche porn stars are you following that?
No, any name is not, any word that's not in the dictionary, they will auto-correct it to a different word. So you can't type in a person's name unless it is a word.
Yeah. So like Alexis, Texas, you're safe. Like
Alexis isn't in the dictionary.
Texas is also a proper noun.
Yeah, shit.
So I'm saying she's in good shape.
No, Alexis isn't in the dictionary.
I feel like they wouldn't auto-correct Alexis.
Texas would.
Yeah, any name.
Are you saying a Lexus, like the car?
Alexis.
No, it's Alexis.
Are you saying the car?
No. Not a Lexus, Texas.
Oh, one. It's the name.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Yeah.
You're like the human embodiment of the search engine.
Yeah.
She's got that big butt.
Yeah, sure does. I just love the idea that if you're watching like 380p porn.
Are you struggling with the Lenas and Lanas?
No, they may have fixed it. I just remember that.
Yeah, for them. After that, we have ranking your female coworkers online, especially if you're a high-ranking HR employee.
Well, got to celebrate your birthday somehow.
Yeah, well, duh. Which is one of the most wild things I think I've ever seen working here, just watching that. Ironically... The craziest things I've ever
seen. Yeah,
ironically, replying to a pass from Venus Williams, who has $100 million plus net worth, in your DMs instead of putting in a sincere effort.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Submitted that.
Brock having a sprinkler system in the Rock gym
makes no sense. Your Brock has an Onix and a Geodude. He's going up against a Pikachu. He has a Rock gym, and he has a sprinkler system that can go off all willy nilly, making his rock Pokemon a target to electricity.
To electric types, yeah.
Stupid.
No, Tommy, you had this one. Albert Pujols going to the Angels.
What did he have?
Yeah, compared to everything else on the list. Definitely a little worse. Just felt like it kind of was a hit on his legacy. Could have stayed with the Cardinals all these years. But, yeah, no, compared to all these other ones, I guess a $240 million contract to play baseball in Southern California doesn't sound quite so bad.
So here's the options again. DMing or texting your boss, Jews at 2 a.m., hooking up with someone at a holiday party. Or
what if those were two different things? DMing or texting your boss. Next one. Jews at 2 a.m.
Jews at 2 a.m. are bad career choice.
Terrible career.
It's like going to the fridge and you're just like trying to decide what you want at 2 a.m. Ice cream.
Cheese. Jews.
Got a Torah.
That's probably
here.
A bad choice.
You don't like your juice straight from the bottle?
I got you. So hooking up, we'll say holiday party antics, getting too drunk with clients, looking at porn on your work computer, ranking your female coworkers online, especially if you're a high-ranking HR employee, ironically replying to a pass from Venus Williams, Brock having a sprinkler system in a Rock gym, or Albert Pujols to the Angels. So we'll start with you. Let's do Owen. You start. Which one of these stands out the most for you?
I just think Pujols probably... is the guy if he stays with the Cardinals forever.
That fan base, too?
Yeah.
No.
Small market town? Yeah, he would have been.
I'm sorry. There was a lot.
Nick, can I hear yours first?
Yeah. There's a couple on here that are bad. Proven bad career moves. I think getting too drunk in front of like clients or work co-workers or... What was the exact verbiage of that?
Being too drunk at an event with clients.
Yes. That's really bad. Sometimes it just happens. And seeing it happen is almost worse than it happening to you.
Yep.
Because you have to take all in all the cringe. And
yeah.
I've seen it happen even here.
Yep.
But I won't say names. That's what I'm going with.
I got let go from a job in college for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a work event. It was just an office day, but it was it was a Friday.
Jesus. Jay.
We've never seen something like, well, I mean, I guess we have seen it with Stu Feiner, who immediately apologized and realized it was the incorrect move, but an
twice.
HR employee using Twitter to, which is, I don't want to say it's like the lifeblood, but it's like how this company
it's our communication
operates.
Outlet. It's like the content version of Slack.
Correct. For him to put that out the day after leading a training on not doing things to inadvertently get into content felt like a wild move. And we obviously.
Wait, that's true?
Yes. Oh, yeah, this is a real thing. You didn't see this?
Well, I know the tweets are true. I didn't know the day before.
You didn't go to the meeting?
No, I did not go to the lunch.
I X'd out pretty quick.
That's what the barbecue was for. Yeah.
I missed out on the lunch.
I went to that, and I was in the room with those people.
Yeah. Mm, you were in the room with that guy.
That monster.
Could have been you.
Maybe. I don't know if he was remote.
Yeah. Hmm. So we obviously know that that guy was immediately let go. So that's completely ruined his career.
Yeah. It's a pretty bad move. Tommy.
Yeah, it's
his career here. He'll get another job.
We'll get a recommendation.
What company likes that behavior?
He won't get a recommendation.
Yeah, I guess if it's not cool here.
Yeah. Wait, Barstool let that guy go who ranked his female coworkers on niceness? We gotta scoop him up. I'll go with that. That was so stupid.
Unreal.
Can that he went into detail. It wasn't just like he didn't press send once. He pressed send
dozens of times.
Yes.
One of the dumbest things.
5+ times.
Yeah. Anyone's ever done here.
Yeah. It's easily him, right?
Yeah, it's him. Not that he didn't say anything too mean or bad.
About Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Man, and then that was a separate thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
True.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Him.
Francis?
Yeah, I'll go with him. I'm convinced.
He's tough. It's tough to beat him, but so he's going to move on in the chain game and face our one seed. Our one seed, one-time vaulted comedian. A lot of people liked him. He's on a very popular sitcom, and then he went to the Laugh Factory.
And oh, boy.
That stuff happened. Michael Richards. Michael Richards hurling the N-word at a poor fellow and the Laugh
the perfect
Factory.
Verb for that.
Hurling? He did hurl it.
Yeah.
The way you said fellow, I knew that he was saying it to a black man. I don't know how you managed to do that, but you did.
So, Francis, Michael Richards versus ranking your female coworkers online.
Oh, wow. God, it's just not as easy as I would have thought. Because Michael Richards has been forgiven for that.
More or less, yeah. They did a bit about it on...
On Curb.
Curb, yeah.
And that episode was spectacular.
Very funny.
And even Chappelle had a nice bit that went viral talking about it. Where he's like, as a black guy, I was like, fuck that. But as a comedian, I was like, man, this guy's just having a tough set.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't know. I mean... Michael Richards is also still making probably like $30 million a year in
syndication. Yeah,
syndication from
truly.
Seinfeld.
It's probably a lot.
It's at least what the Friends people make. Seinfeld gets aired every single night on like multiple channels,
and it's on
now. It's on Netflix
and on Netflix. So I'm sure he's making.
Do you guys see the video when he went on to apologize, and then he said he like it just comes out of him, and then he got going in the apology?
No.
Yeah.
But comes out of him.
He has Tourette's only for the N-word.
That's it.
He starts saying the N-word in the apology video?
No, but he loses his cool and they off and
yeah.
Whoa.
He started off composed and then talking about getting angry, he got angry again.
It's weird. I hate to say this, but I still can watch Seinfeld and dissociate his performance.
Oh, it's very easy.
Well, I don't know him incident. From anything else. Like, I've never seen his stand-up.
I'm saying he's still Kramer, the character, unblemished in my viewing from that incident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And I think it's probably just one of those things where, like, it's a time thing. Enough time has passed. I don't know. It was a little bit ahead of, like, virality. You know, it was a news story. It wasn't a viral video as much on like Twitter or YouTube.
It's towing the line of being like maybe the first viral thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, right.
Evolution of dance.
Man, that guy
probably
was good.
Bit my finger.
I would say like the Rodney King beating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was probably the first true viral video.
Yeah, that went crazy.
Caused the riots. But anyway, so our coworker is not receiving a $30 million royalty check every year from syndication. He may be dead. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Has anyone checked?
We don't know.
He deleted his Twitter that night.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the guy that worked here.
The guy that worked.
HR guy.
One vote. KB.
Yeah, Michael Richards did that after playing the most beloved character on the most beloved show of all time. This guy, who knows what he's up
to? Yeah.
Fuck, he's going to win. I could taste him in my bones.
This guy, yeah.
We have another one for him, Tommy.
Yeah, and he was just in Vegas to celebrate his birthday, too. I think he did a birthday month. Last night, Spider got a LinkedIn notification of, like, this guy's post. And we're like, oh, my God. Like, it's a new post. But it was from, like, 3 weeks ago, and it was, like, in Vegas celebrating my birthday. So he did a whole ass birthday
month. Posted on LinkedIn.
He did a full birthday month, and then he topped off his birthday month by ranking his female.
Well, it was the very day of his birthday.
And promptly getting fired.
Jay.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Richards, at the time he said that, like his career as far as peaking was over. He was very much on the downslope. He wasn't he, by the look of him, you can't just see him and just be like, okay, he's a believable other guy. He's Kramer forever. Mm-hmm. Same with Jason Alexander with George. Yeah. So I'm sure he could have gone on to other small roles and, you know, been in spot shows, but he'd done his thing and he was finished. So, you know, as we've said, he's still making tons of money. So he's probably where he would be regardless. Yeah, HR guys took the cake.
I don't even remember his name.
Michael Richards, you know, it's a life-changing thing that happened to him, this giant show. How old was he when it happened?
56.
No way.
I'd say 40s.
That might be his age now.
I don't know.
I'd say 40s, I'd say 40s or 50s.
Oh, so Jerry's like 60.
Oh, okay.
He was
so
young when he got when they were
the show.
I would say he was older than Jerry on the show.
Okay.
Or 1949. And that event was
2073. Might have been 56.
73. It might have been 56.
There you go.
It was 2006 Laugh Factory incident.
He was exactly
16 years ago.
Oh, oh no.
73.
His birthday is. Depends when his birthday is.
57.
Born September 19th. Oh, wait, no, that's not right. That's from where the picture was. That's born July 24th, 1949.
When was the incident?
2006.
It was,
yeah, but, so if it was
November 17th.
26
was 56.
Wow.
Wow. Tommy smokes.
I'm so tired of Tommy beating me in things, man.
That was
holy shit.
That was awesome.
I know when famous people say the N-word. It's special. What age, what day.
Really impressive. Do you think he would have gone on to like a lead role or who knows what he would have gone on
he
to?
He had tried. They had made some shows that he was the star of.
Michael Richards show.
Michael Richards show. And then another. Was that the one about the detective agency? It was one where he was like a detective.
He was a private investigator.
Uh-huh.
He had already peaked.
Meadows was in that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
We got goddamn. This feels mean. We got to go with the other guy.
Yeah. Owen. It's not mean. He's the one who did it.
I'm going to go with Michael Richards.
The lone dissenting.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get on his next list for nice.
Fucking
going out to L.A., you might run into him.
He saw Roan's the nicest. He was like, this is a pretty good idea.
Owen being Michael Richards' next producer would be the funniest thing.
That's where I'm going next.
Yeah.
No, I know it's the career. It's not all about money. He probably shouldn't have screamed that word at that person. And
definitely should not.
I'm starting to feel bad for this fella.
Me too.
Me too.
So I don't know if we should push him to the championship.
No.
We'll see the next matchup. It's going to be...
He'll be fine.
Yes.
This is what you're going to... We're going to make...
What are the odds he listens to this?
Probably pretty high. I don't know.
We're in New York.
Probably zero.
We're just... giving you shit. It's jokes.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
And it was a dumb thing to do.
Okay, so the HR dude's going to move on, and we have to get into the second half of our bracket, and let's talk about our third sponsor.
Let me guess it. BetterHelp.
Nope.
Fuck.
Raycon earbuds.
No.
Game Time.
Shady Rays.
No. It's a newer one.
Roman.
No. It'd be very funny
wallet.
If it was Papa John's.
Ridge Wallet.
Oh!
Winner.
Oh, Owen. I got one.
I get one?
Yep. So shout out to Ridge Wallet, and let's hear from him.
I use the Ridge Wallet.
All right, let's talk about Ridge Wallet. Ridge Wallet is an ultra-slim, minimalist wallet. It holds up to 12 cards, plus room for cash. There's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. That just sounds so cool, burnt titanium. It's made with RFID blocking technology, so it protects you from digital pickpocketers. And they also have a new key case to help you organize your keys. It secures anything from 2 to 6 keys, organizes them in a compact silhouette, and fold out for easy access. There are 6 colors and styles, including, again, the carbon fiber and burnt titanium. So go check out their site, ridge.com, and use code LCB for 10% off your order. Thanks to Ridge Wallet. All right, let's get into the second half of our bracket. First, we have DMing women that you want to eat them via Army Hammer. Francis, you know about this very well.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. He is 100% a cannibal. And that's going against the 11 seed, assaulting a coworker.
Is that just a general one?
General one, not like leading into anyone specific.
Assaulting a coworker.
It would be a lot worse if it wasn't.
Like, yeah, if we're being general, that is murdering a coworker. Or
well, Brandon and Rico got away with.
Yeah. Both of them did.
So we'll call assaulting a coworker anywhere but here.
Yeah.
We'll say assaulting a coworker anywhere but here.
Here you get it on a poster hanging in the hallway.
Yes, literally.
I'm gonna go with that one.
Assaulting a coworker,
yeah.
One for assaulting a coworker, Nick?
Yeah, probably that.
I will say Army Hammer's like done. Like, he's not, I don't think he's going to get a comeback.
They have that documentary?
Yeah, it's very negative.
Guys who documentaries are about are never,
yeah.
That's not their next role.
Fair.
I think his career would have tanked though if he just beat the brakes off somebody who works for him though, right?
Yeah.
Cannibalism makes it very, yeah.
Yeah, but that's an illegal connection you're making, I think. We can't assume that he would have done the other thing that he's up
against. No, I'm doing this for the argument of the bracket.
The punching.
Assaulting a coworker versus
saying you
would eat a woman.
If he like punched Jesse Eisenberg in the face on the set of The Social Network.
Yes, but we can't assume that the person who's punching a coworker in the face is a famous actor.
Yeah. I guess, you're right. So Che.
It was assaulting a coworker or what?
Army Hammer saying he wants to eat people over DMs.
Assaulting not protected, for sure, because that's like a veiled threat that you could be like, all right, well, I was just kidding. Whereas the other one is you fucking just
actually text someone.
Yeah.
Army Hammer should try that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, guys. I was just kidding about all that.
Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, well, yeah, assaulting a coworker is like a crime. I guess eating people would also be a crime, but just saying you're going to, not a crime.
Yeah.
Assaulting a coworker, again, anywhere but here, you are fired and maybe probably arrested.
Yeah.
So I'll go assaulting a coworker.
Draymond.
KB. Yeah. Sure. KB?
Yeah, assaulting a coworker, yeah.
Without a doubt, Francis.
I wonder if Army Hammer ever asked if he could do a assaulting of a coworker.
Yeah, hello.
Oh shit, you guys thought. Pun of the podcast alert.
I
wanted
really,
to batter them.
I'm having.
I missed yours, Nick. Say it again.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He wanted to batter them.
You wanted to batter them.
There you go.
Fuck, yes.
Come on, boys.
Damn it.
I guess it's got to be Army Hammer.
One dissenting for Army Hammer.
Wait, I'm dissenting?
Yes. You're the only person that didn't vote for a coworker.
Betray your boy and still didn't move.
For cannibalism?
Yeah. The
veil threat.
The threat of cannibalism.
I don't understand how you all voted for assaulting a coworker.
Well, it's pretty bad.
But the example we have from this office resulted in
not here.
No.
Yeah, we said basically any place other than here.
Yeah, repercussions. I could DM you like I'm gonna fucking eat you, and that would be fine.
If we were hooking up and it was part of a long string of like how you would prepare me as a filet and all of that, and then I published that and said my coworker has done this, and it's bad.
Are we saying what he exactly did, or?
Yeah, it's because we are using Army Hammer.
Okay. It's a very specific
one. Then Assault is vet.
If we're using Army Hammer for the specific one, the general one, we shouldn't use a Barstool as a prototype for...
That's a good point.
It's like a remote.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah.
I will say, though, as if you're a movie star and you like DM that sort of thing to a girl over Instagram, like that's something like a girl, you're not even comfortable enough that you're on a text
basis.
You're
right. That is worse in my head, but...
I'm going with Army Hammer. I'm sticking by it, and I'm surprised that this was unanimous.
Well, no, well, but one is more punishable, and that's actual assault.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what job you have. Well, I guess
I just think that, yeah, I mean, if you punch or like, let's say...
Army Hammer's not going to jail for this.
Yeah.
No, but he's selling real timeshares in the Cayman Islands. Mm. He went from pick your next job, pick your next movie. You know, I think was he nominated for Oscars?
Call Me By Your Name?
No, I think Chalamet was. I don't think Army Hammer was.
I mean,
double check that.
Absolutely.
He was the Winklevi.
Yeah, he was a cover of Vanity Fair guy, you know, royalty. A made guy in Hollywood. And young and handsome and tall and, like, was going to be center stage for the next 10 years. Two, lights are out, unhirable.
I bet he comes back.
Go hide.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Worst career decision was him.
Yeah.
I think. Compared to like a hypothetical of an accountant like punching his coworker.
And now he's literally on a stranded island now, which is kind of ironic if he's in the Caymans. It all kind of works out. So you're going to flip to Army Hammer?
Yeah. I flipped someone. Wow.
Anyone else going to flip?
I'm flipping.
Let's go.
Another flip. We're tied then. Anyone else want to flip?
I'm going to flip.
Hey!
It might make Francis like me more.
I always love you, Tommy. You think that I don't like you. I really like you.
I really like you.
Next up.
So much more positive here.
You have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is 9/11 Kevin. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about him before.
I love the sound of it.
Steve Ranazzisi.
Oh, yeah.
The actor that was in
Ranazzisi.
Ranazzisi?
Yeah.
Steve Ranazzisi.
Is the league guy?
The league guy. And he basically lied about being in 9/11, in one of the towers during 9/11.
You know the full story of this, by the way?
I got it. The excerpt here, I guess. In elaborate detail, Mr. Ranazzisi, 37, had described working at Merrill Lynch's offices on the 54th floor of the South Tower when the first plane struck the North Tower. He said, quote, "I was there, and when the first tower got hit, we all got jostled all over the place." And then I guess he made this statement earlier on in his career and just had to stick with the lie.
Like, it didn't come up for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he is the one who came clean about it.
Yeah.
And never should have.
I heard, if I remember correctly, a journalist was going to out him and he decided to go first.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
That has to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. So 9/11 Kevin going up against the 14 seed, Hitler not sticking with art. Ultimately led to his death.
Damn, that's gonna be tough.
What a move by the journalist. I mean, would you do the same?
Like, I would put it out without telling.
Give you the chance.
Did you write that story?
And morally, you're supposed to give the person a chance to come clean.
Stolen valoring 9/11 is pretty shitty.
Bad. Yeah,
that's a tough one.
But I still wouldn't feel comfortable
pressing it,
ruining someone's career.
Well, yeah.
But these are the types of things, like, if he'd never become famous, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
When did he make the original lie?
Early on.
Yeah.
Like, to who? To
friends.
He's like,
it was something that his inner circle knew about him.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's some fucking...
Like, yeah, that's morally repugnant.
Like, if you're going to lie about it, like, to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why lie about it to your close friends?
Oh, he said his friends knew.
His friends knew, and then he confirmed it in an interview later on because someone, I think, brought it up. And then,
thought he was lying to his
friends. I think he did, and then he told them, and then they knew, but no one said anything.
Did he say it on Fallon?
Someone told me the true version of this recently. Because he's a comedian. He's a good one, too. He's very good at stand-up.
So it says he lied about working in the South Tower of the World Trade Center on the 54th floor, describing his experience escaping death. He said the events inspired him to move to Los Angeles and pursue stand-up comedy in September 2015 after being contacted by a reporter from the Times making an article debunking the claim. He admitted the story was a lie.
Who did he tell that to?
That's the big question. Who did he tell people? Who did he tell that he was in the South Tower?
Let's see.
And did he go out of his way to say it as a statement?
Probably. No way he just outed this to Marc Maron. No fucking way.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I think he did. I said he came clean.
He said no. So this is 2009 on Marc Maron's What the Fuck podcast.
Oh.
He just said it.
Oh, okay. Then that's a big. Yeah, that was a huge podcast at that time.
Yeah, that was. It's the big one.
He was like the original podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So him going up against Hitler not sticking with art.
He said he was. I'm sorry. He said he was in one of the towers, not like supposed to be on a plane or something. He said he was.
He was in the towers.
Do you have audio of this?
I just
want to hear how he said it.
I'm not sure.
That kind of makes a difference. We don't need to do it now.
I'm interested now. Shun Rajanishi says he's in 9.
It's good stand up, though. You're right, Francis.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. He's good at it.
I have clips of him admitting to lying.
You know what's not good at stand up?
What?
The towers.
Pretty bad, actually. 0-2.
Yeah.
So that's going up against Hitler. Francis, you're up first.
Doesn't that have to go?
Hitler or Razanizzi?
I'm saying his joke?
No.
I think that's pretty good. That was a good joke.
If that can stay, then take out me saying, doesn't that have to go? Because I look
that's
like a
pussy,
bitch.
That's pussy show.
Oh, we got to leave that.
Fine. That. At least I tried. I'd rather err on the side of trying.
Yikes.
So you're up first, Francis. 9/11 Kevin versus Hitler not sticking with art.
I don't even understand why that's... I don't get how the Hitler thing... What does that even...
So he made the career choice to leave the art
world. He was forced out of the art world.
But wouldn't you argue that from his standpoint, by leaving the paint and the easel behind, he became the leader of a country that almost took over the entire world?
I think Hitler would look back at his career as pretty successful.
Exactly. How could you say that was a bad career choice from his standpoint?
Led to, for him, if you think about it in this bigger sense, it led to the death of how many millions of people,
but
right?
Not once,
he was happy about
not once in this entire day have we evaluated these decisions based on what they... on the negative consequences for the world.
They actually did.
It's only been how bad was it for the person that it happened to.
I think Steve Guy versus Smollett would be a good battle.
Versus Jesse or...
Juicy Smollett.
Ooh, yeah.
Juicy. Okay.
Let's do that. Because that's very similar stories.
Cool. I'm sorry to be... I'm throwing a lot of curveballs.
No, you're not.
I'm being a little,
that's what the show's all about.
Being a little bit of a slippery fish today.
No, that's what the show's all about. So you get to vote first, 9/11 Kevin versus Jesse.
Yeah, so this is great. This is a good one. Jesse Smollett. I think it's him. Because I think that Steve Ranazzisi is doing well in stand-up. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty confident. And the Jesse Smollett thing angered his entire own fan base. Like he alienated all black people. Mm-hmm. And white people, like everybody,
yeah.
But
not Asians.
Steve Ranazzisi, you know, has angered everyone who's sympathetic to 9/11, which is everybody,
yeah.
Other than like
the terrorists,
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
But
Al Qaeda loved the league,
Taliban.
But his fans have forgiven him,
dude.
His
that
fans
oh
have
my
forgiven
god,
him.
If he did like fucking a Steve Ranazzisi stand up in like Syria. It's just a flooded house.
That was the plot of like a great Mel Brooks movie, I think.
Really?
I think so.
I feel like I've seen most Mel Brooks movies, and I don't know that.
Is it Mel Brooks or is it Albert?
He is. It's crazy.
Old.
Yeah.
Albert Brooks?
Albert Brooks sounds more like him.
Comedian who goes and does the stand-up for the terrorists?
That sounds like an Al Brooks thing.
I can't remember what the movie was.
Sorry, you were saying.
It has to be Jesse Smollett because, as I said, Steve Ranazzisi's fans have forgiven him, whereas Jesse Smollett's fans aren't.
Mm-hmm.
They're still mad at him. He set back black people for a while by creating a narrative of like crying wolf
yes.
in terms of racism.
Yes.
He did to that what cries of like false... I'm going to have to...
We didn't even get to say goodbye to Owen on the show.
Bye, Owen.
I don't think he's out. I think he went to the...
I think he's out.
I don't like that hole I was digging myself in. If you can just fill that one back in, please.
Okay, so
what I was gonna say, it's like people, what women, when women claim false rape.
I think what you said,
that's disproved. That yeah. But
made it
but
easier.
All of that.
It made it easier for people to be like, oh, that's probably fake. I hate crime.
Yeah. It's Jussie Smollett for me.
Jussie. So our matchup right now, chaps, is going to be Jussie Smollett versus 9/11 Kevin, Steve Ranasisi.
Ranasisi, yeah.
Ranasisi, who lied about being a 9/11, the dude from the league. So next up, KB, who do you got?
This one's tough. What is Smollett doing now?
Nothing.
Nothing, I don't think.
Ranasisi still working.
Doing stand-up, apparently.
What he did, was it malicious? Was there ill intent?
To progress his career, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Or was he just looking for an interesting topic?
Podcast fodder. Yeah.
That's more than fodder.
That's a little rough for fodder.
Just riffing. I was just riffing about when
Who
I was.
Who are you on 9/11? Funny you should ask.
That's I would feel so awkward being around him. Mm-hmm. From that point on.
Oh, and we wanted to say goodbye to you on the bracket.
Yeah.
I was trying to get out.
You're trying to shady dip on us?
Oh, no.
You son of a bitch.
Emotional goodbye, folks.
Well, I do have a meeting.
Oh.
Okay. Love you.
So do you too in like a half hour.
Oh, we'll be done by 4:30.
I got to get to it earlier. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the most fun show I did. It was,
yeah.
What the hell?
Way
dude?
Better than the Yak.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
He'll say that on ours.
Never made you get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Owen.
Yep.
We all appreciate you, brother.
Love you guys.
We love you too.
We're still going to see him a lot.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's not like he's like leaving. So you're going with.
I don't know if Ranasisi was worse for humanity, but it was way weirder.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to, like, I can't get past that as someone. Like, I wouldn't be able to get past that as his associate.
Yeah.
So
Smollett is maybe didn't he like almost go to jail because of that? Or like he was,
I think that's the difference is,
yeah,
Smollett affected other people. Like he just told lies and like who really cares? Like it's a lie.
Yeah.
The other dude wanted people to go to like jail.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that Steve Ranasisi made a lot of people doubt when other people started saying I was in 9/11.
Yeah. Right.
And he didn't do it on like September 15th of 2001.
Yeah.
He waited a long time.
Yeah. He sure did.
He didn't really trivialize being a 9/11 survivor. I think he just claimed that he was one.
Yeah.
But the people that knew that he wasn't,
that's
what
just
were
they weird.
Thinking?
It's way weirder.
It's like he's saying what?
I mean, you could almost understand. Jussie Smollett was ironically trying to advance his career.
He was.
It's like he was trying to.
They both were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it almost worked too.
We've all told lies that we got caught in. Like Tommy, you were telling in kindergarten you were a liar, right?
I was too. I was big time.
I was telling it. I was the biggest pathological liar of all time in kindergarten.
I was so bad, dude.
I said I had a pet armadillo. I used to say that.
Why? Is that cool to anyone?
I said J.K. Rowling was my godmother. And that I could get kids' autographs from her, and then they would give me Pokemon cards in exchange for a handwritten note from her.
And did you
and
get them?
I would write the note and give it to them.
That really helps people. Like, that's a victimless crime. They're like, wow, this
they
is...
They lost Pokemon cards. I made them victims.
Yeah.
And then when it finally came out, because our teacher was like, by the way, I don't know if you guys are... These are not real notes. And then they all looked at me, and I was like, I can't believe you guys believed that.
No, you still didn't.
I played that card.
Gaslight the shit out of them.
I was like, I can't believe you guys fell for that. It was all I had.
Did you have to give the cards back?
Yeah. They were pissed.
Yeah.
Kids were pissed.
Understandably
so. What year did you say this was?
That was
you were much like older.
That was third grade.
Okay.
They were in third grade.
There was also
25.
A summer. I came back one summer and said that I had met Shania Twain. I spent the summer.
I would have been so jealous.
I think I also said that I went to the game that Sammy Sosa broke
a home run record.
A home run record.
You lied about smaller things.
Yeah, I lied about. My teacher said, "Who here has a dream catcher?" I said, "I have a dream catcher."
You know what
like,
it was?
She was like, "Everyone who has a dream catcher, bring it in tomorrow." I was like, "Fuck!" So that next day, I brought in a paper plate that I just colored on a little bit.
Jesus.
And then the craziest one of all, for some reason. Is the Barbie movie was on in our class, and for some reason I thought it'd be cool if I told people. I was like, I've seen this movie already. And like it backfired immediately because people were like, that's weird. Like, you're a 5-year-old boy. Why have you seen the Barbie movie? So I doubled down on the line. I was like, well, like, my sister, and I don't have a sister. Only child. And then my friend was like, you don't have a sister. And I was like, well, it's my cousin. Like, she's like my sister.
Oh, man.
Smallest domino into the
like, it would have made sense if I had got caught having seen it and I had a lie to get out of it and be like, my sister. But I could have just not lied to begin with and said that I had seen it.
Yeah. I've already seen this Barbie movie.
And your lies are
Tommy's
so
the
much
coolest.
Smaller than mine.
Yeah.
I was willing to lie for the moon.
I'm just lying for the love of the game.
Yeah. My kindergarten teacher, Miss Whitaker, I always got in trouble for being like the super ADHD kid. And so I needed to garner some sympathy because we had like this little chart that they would take 1 through 5. And if you got 5, you had to go to the principal's office. It was before lunch and I was already at like 2. And so I said that my dad had died in a plane crash when he was in the Navy in Iceland, and that my mom was going to be coming to pick me up from school soon. And so she sent me to the office anyway, and the principal, like the vice principal or somebody, called my mom, and my mom had to explain to them while I was still sitting in there crying, like fake crying, that my dad was in fact still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's way worse than Shania Twain.
Yeah,
I only have one of these stories, and it was my senior year of high school. I was the class president, and I didn't want to do this car wash thing that we were doing. Me and our friends were all geared up to play Halo 3 that night. And so I told our like vice president, like, she's like, are you coming? Are you coming? And I was just like, I can't come. My nanny committed suicide.
No way.
And I said that because our maid, I was poor. I did not have a maid, but the girl I was dating at the time did, and that nanny committed suicide. So the first excuse I thought of to not make it was like, yeah, my nanny killed herself. Like, sorry, I can't make it. I got to go to the funeral.
And it was not so bad because some nanny did kill herself.
Yeah,
very close relationship with your girlfriend.
Yeah,
her pain was yours.
Yeah, I could twist it for sure, but it was very obviously like, because I was poor as fuck, and like I'm clearly did not have a nanny, so that, yeah. I think it was seen through pretty easily. So anyway, 9/11 Kevin or Hitler? Oh wait, no, we switched from Hitler.
I can understand what Smollett was trying to do because I think it almost worked.
Very close.
It was did
very
for a while. Close. I cannot wrap my head around what Steve was trying to do.
Yeah, it's. So you're going to go with Steve?
Even though it wasn't ultimately worse, I'm still going with him.
I think that it's a weirder decision because I'm not more likely to go to someone's comedy show because they were in the South Tower. I don't think it's like, oh, this guy must be way better at stand-up. Jussie Smollett, like his career is ruined for good. And like you said, this other guy, Steve, is doing stand-up. And I think people are like, that's fucking weird, but they're not outright boycotting him. So I'll say what's had the worst effect on his career. I mean, now we're arguing, is it worst career decision the decision or the worst fallout? But the worst fallout is definitely Smollett, so I'll go with that.
By the way, do you realize that if you combined Chaps's lie with Steve Ranazzisi's lie, you have the career of Pete Davidson.
Yeah, it's true.
People do go to Pete Davidson's comedy shows, and he has built his career on the story of his dad dying.
He has a very funny, I think he was on Norton or Jim Norton's show or something. Pete Davidson addressed Steve Ranazzisi's thing, and it was very funny because at first he's like, oh, like, he got caught up in lie, fucking whatever. And then as Jim Norton's like reading off the details of it, he just gets more and more pissed. He's like, what the fuck was this guy thinking? Like, why would he do this? That was a good time though.
That's the difference too. Like with all of those other guys, Jussie is always going to be known as that guy.
Yeah.
Because it was such a big news story. The other dude,
right.
I bet 95% of the people don't know that. He's just the guy from the league still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe not career, but like friends and family. If
I think that's probably pretty equal.
Yeah.
Still equal, but the rant, I can't get past it. Telling that outrageous of a lie that would be so easily disproven.
You know why? You
got
to get past it, Kyle? Because we've all moved on.
Yeah, it's weird how you're.
I'm not like.
Yeah, you're really.
I don't have nothing against him. I just think it.
You seem like you do.
You're pretty upset about this. Mm. Yeah, Kyle's pretty mad.
I'm mad.
I'm gonna vote for Jussie. Chaps.
Jussie.
Another for Jussie. Nick.
I gotta disagree with Kyle. I think the lying about being in the South Tower is an easier lie than the noose in the subway.
Yeah. Mm.
There's just too many loose ends.
He had a reason.
Unintended.
It was a plan.
Go on with that. It was like a plan. It was more malicious, but...
I mean, I think both.
Mm.
Wouldn't Marc Maron ask him like questions like what was it like?
Scary.
I think he did, and that's when he answered that.
It's an easier lie.
What did he say?
I think so too.
He said I was in the first tower when it got hit and we got
easier, but more inexplicable.
Yeah, it's. I think he tried to continue a lie. I think that was the issue.
Yeah, but there's like no,
That's what Tua Tagovailoa. No, excuse me.
Antiteo
did.
Yeah.
Also, I think
watching that. Sorry, Tommy.
Great documentary.
I think a way you prove that Smollett is worse is the Steve one. He fessed up to himself, like
true,
and because he knew it's bad.
But he also wouldn't have if he wasn't.
If Jesse Smollett went through that whole thing, and everyone still believed it was real. And then 5 years from now, he was like, "By the way, guys, that was all a lie." Yeah.
But again,
have way worse repercussions.
Yeah.
The only reason he admitted that he wasn't in 9/11 is because that reporter contacted him. He wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, but I still think he wasn't reporter using contacted it. Like, Jesse Smollett, he would have still been like, "I'm gonna figure out a way to make sure." Yeah.
He wasn't using the 9/11. How many times did he bring it up? Once, twice.
I guess in the Marc Maron
wasn't
interview.
The 9/11 guy.
Yeah, no, that's true. You're right about that. So you're gonna go with Jesse as well?
Yeah.
Jesse's going to move on. Our next matchup is, I love this one. I think you suggested it, Nick. No, it was you, KB. The ugly normie that cheated on Emily Ratajkowski.
Good God.
Oh,
That was,
yeah.
I think not even really a career.
He was a regular guy, right?
Just like, a normal guy.
Maybe more of a person.
Wait a second.
It's not really career.
That's not right. That guy was like a major socialite. Guy.
Okay, so socialite, and he
connected, probably super wealthy family, like New York.
Is if he's wealthy, then no.
In guy,
I thought he was just a regular schlub.
Yeah, no, he was not some fucking.
They made it out to be that he was a.
I think that story sings better, but
I think it was like a Barstool headline.
Sebastian
like,
Bear
McClard cheats on Emily Emrod.
Yeah, what's his name again?
Sebastian Bear McClard.
Oh, he's my God.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sebastian is a rich guy name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has an IMDb page. He was a producer on Uncut Gems and Good Time. He's a Safety Brothers guy. That's cool.
Yes. He's in with that New York Safety Brothers like elite.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he deserved to cheat
bad,
on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the right.
He has
Emily on there.
She had just had a kid. She wasn't probably not putting out.
Her
cooch was healing.
Let's sub him then. What are some of the other ones we were talking about earlier that we should? Looking at porn. DMing or texting your boss, Jews, at 2 a.m.
I didn't
know. A la Smitty.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Ugly Trent in the building.
Ugh.
Ugh. That's the ugly Trent alert of the podcast.
Look at him. Look at him.
Whenever you hear everyone puke. Everyone, look at him and Frankie talking.
Disgusting.
Career decision being Trent.
What about?
Wait, Trent, get in here.
Ugly
here.
Trent alert of the podcast. Ugly Trent alert.
We were just saying.
I want to. For some reason, I was walking by Zahn. I almost just like punched. You know when you like punch someone.
Just you, punch
like,
Zah?
You know, I almost just like did that to him.
Why?
You know when you walk by,
he's Liam Neesoning right now.
That would have been a bad career move.
Yeah.
It was just like a tap. I was gonna like tap him.
Is it because of his race?
I don't know what it was.
Or because
say
or
no.
Yeah, just.
I would say no to that. But you know when you like walk by someone, you give them like a jab. For some reason, I don't
know. I don't know.
You notice that? Like,
I don't know about that.
Yeah. All right, Michael Richards.
Not with pace on their race.
Right, why don't we sub in Frankie?
Frankie's now the option.
Yeah. Because
was it over his race? I don't know.
Frankie and almost punching Zah because he's black.
Because of his skin color.
And I was like, why would I do that to Zah? It'd be crazy.
It doesn't deserve. It at all.
At all.
No.
By the way, my next question would have been, is it because of his size? But you went with the race.
Went with race.
Yeah.
You made it.
You stopped me
well,
at
let's
race.
Let's shove that in.
What am I doing in here?
We'll sub that in for
ending
what?
Your career.
Yeah.
We're subbing that in for Emily Ratajkowski, and now that's going up against, what was his name? Spencer.
I'm going to go Borelli.
I'm going Borelli as well.
What we're a softball question.
I'll note, it's yeah. Spencer Haywood.
So we're now, worst career we needed moves. A sub in.
Yeah, I'm going, Borelli.
Borelli. coming on to this podcast unannounced and saying he almost punched Job because of his skin color.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to say that's
the option.
Nice.
Whoopsie daisy.
I can understand like the Steve guy. I can understand why he may have done that. Not this. This is more inexplicable.
Liam Neeson was the one who did that, and he just Liam Neesoned himself. Yeah. He volunteered.
That moment was tailor made for this podcast.
Yes, quite literally, this episode.
You're a sponsor, and then you're not going to have much longer.
Jesus Christ. Pia wins this, by the way, right?
We'll see. She's on here.
She is on here.
It's going to be tough to top what you just did.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, dude. You know you're going to win this, right?
Who's Frankie facing?
I'll note that it was Spencer Haywood taking $100,000 in his contract versus 10% of Nike, which would have been $15 billion.
Who cares?
Who cares?
He punched Jock because he was black.
Yeah, that's going to be the winner. I'm just going to move that on immediately. And then our last matchup is the number two seed hooking up with a coworker's ex who also works with the both of you versus writing a blog about a dead girl.
Wasn't bad. That would be in there.
Yeah, Battle of Champions. Nah, Nick, you get to go first.
Whatever happened to, I submitted the French with the Louisiana Purchase.
That's
what
like
a flub that was.
That's like you need a person for that. Huh. Like I guess
more
King Louis. Like
yeah. About Brett Favre, is he on there?
He was in the I think chain like just sending a dick pic. General and, or
we could do Wiener. I mean, we could do Anthony Wiener.
Frauding
Wiener.
We could do Wiener and CK.
The poor state's pretty bad.
Do you want to, we could swap these out.
I mean, these are classic.
Is this going into the meat grinder against Borelli, admitting he's racist on a podcast about worst career moves? That's not losing.
Yeah, no.
He wasn't even on the podcast. He came in just to tell him.
Yeah. You guys know like one of those three black guys
we came in here to
I
say
punched
that.
Him.
I just had this intrusive desire to.
Yeah.
It was not like I don't know why he felt the need to come and tell us that.
Oh, crazy.
Did even, we like, wave him into the room or did he just have to come?
He started walking in and like because
we're talking about we were waving an ugly Trent to have our ugly Trent alert on the podcast.
Yeah, he pulled a Liam Neeson, but except because it was more like a Liam Knee height.
Hey. Hello.
This guy's on fire.
Oh! All right.
Honestly, bone to pick.
Honestly, I'm just going to move Borelli straight into the conference championship.
Yeah.
It would be
that happened live. I'm
15.
In shock still.
So we'll go through the playoffs quick.
It's not even like that was a hidden mic and we got a gotcha moment.
Yeah, it wasn't a hot mic. All right. Let's talk about Freedom Grooming. Bald men in our audience. This one's for you, and I guess for me as well, really. Are you using an old-school razor to shave your head? Don't. Razors were designed to shave flat surfaces, not curved domes. Avoid painful nicks and cuts with a shaver that's actually designed for the head. Razors that shave too close, often under the skin, so hair comes back uncomfortable, irritating, and ingrown. Don't want that. The Flex Series electric shaver is amazing. It shaves 50% more hair in a single stroke compared to old school razors. Baby smooth shaves in 3 minutes or less, and it's waterproof so you can shave wet or dry, even in the shower, which is awesome. For upcoming holidays, birthdays, or just because, get yourself the best shaver of your life. Freedom is giving our listeners an exclusive discount. Visit freedomgrooming.com/LCB for 20% off. That's freedomgrooming.com/LCB for 20% off today. Nick, you get to go first.
Borelli.
Wait, no, we're on the other side. Borelli already moved on to the conference championships. Okay. You're going to go first. Our 16 seed ranking your female coworkers online, especially if you're a high-ranking HR employee.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Going up against the Flappy Bird guy, the leading Flappy Bird, when he's making $50,000 a day.
What did you just say?
$50,000 a day. That's what the Saudis pay.
Yeah, it is. I will. The Flappy Bird guy still got a lot of money.
Did
got the bag, bro, boy. So I'm going to go with the other guy. No, fuck it. I feel bad. I don't like kicking a guy while he's down. Let's go Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
What did the Flappy Bird do again?
He had this massively popular app that was making him personally $50,000 a day through ads and downloads.
Was that like the peak of its
absolute
ad.
Peak of it? And he was just deleted it because he said he didn't like how people were getting addicted to it.
That guy was the worst because I was so upset when I woke up that I didn't know until right now that that's why.
Yeah. He's took a moral stance.
Fucker, dude. Because I was getting so much better at it.
Yeah. It's right when everyone was getting better with it, which is why I guess it was the peak.
That guy.
Tommy? Yeah, I'm going to vote for
I feel like
Bird
we've been
well.
Mean enough to this hypothetical HR person.
Yeah.
Could totally be anybody that did this. I'm not done being mean to this Flappy Bird guy, so let's move him along.
Flappy Bird guy's going to move on, but KB?
Yeah, he's who I would pick anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, there's like power in making that conscious choice.
But it's,
he knew what he was making at the time.
There's power in it.
And he still said, he
probably regrets it.
I'm happy enough with my life Flappy to walk away from this.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I think that this is a guy who finds happiness on a non-fiduciary level.
Yeah.
And he's probably a very zen dude. He's from, what, Norway, you said?
Vietnam, pretty close.
Oh.
Oh, well, then he's good. That money's
golden.
Yeah. He's pretty inexpensive.
On me?
Yeah. So I'm still going to go with our HR guy, even though I'm glad he's not moving on.
All right, so you get to go first in the next matchup. Sophia leaving Call Her Daddy versus the Blockbuster CEO not buying Netflix for $50 million, and then Blockbuster closing down and Netflix being worth now almost $1 trillion.
Again, given that I am familiar with Sophia still doing pretty well.
You have to imagine the Blockbuster CEO is still very rich.
The ratio, though, to me, of Sophia's potential earnings to what she's making now versus the Blockbuster CEO, presuming he would have bought Netflix and assuming carried it to the heights that it's at, that Blockbuster gulf is greater than Sophia's gulf. And so I'm going with the Blockbuster.
He's now, by the way, the chairman of the board of directors at Red Mango, the frozen yogurt place.
They're killing it.
Yeah, they're
no, they're not.
No, they're good.
Frozen yogurt is on like a
they're definitely on. Yeah, the industry
I
in a whole.
I
love frozen yogurt.
I don't
too.
Have it often, but every time I do, motherfucker hits.
Yeah, it's good because my tummy can't really handle
ice cream.
Regular ice cream.
That episode of Nathan Few, very funny.
Poop one.
Poop flavored frozen yogurt one.
I think.
Yeah. So you're doing with the Blockbuster CEO.
Yeah.
Maybe.
These are so similar, you can only go by proportions, and I think it's the Blockbuster CEO.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, agree. Because it's like, again, it's not just passing on a bad investment. It's passing on a bad investment and then took down your company.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's still making plenty of money. But just I guess Sophia is memed as well, but I'll go with the Blockbuster CEO.
Oh, now he's in movies. Huh. He's part of the CEO group of, or ownership group of Cinemark? Huh. I'm going to vote for them as well, the Blockbuster CEO. Chaps?
I'm voting for Sophia, simply because I think the Blockbuster guy is just a bad business decision that he made. There's probably no ill will to the other party. Like, he probably wasn't like, I fucking hate Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia did that and picked the wrong side of her own argument and walked away from millions of dollars instead of just a bad business move.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so that's one dissenting. Nick?
The Blockbuster CEO can probably look back and have a nice chuckle.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still doing all right. He's running some Froyo shops.
How do we know that? How do we know that Red Mango board is a coveted position?
How would you accept it?
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to find out what it entailed.
Free frozen yogurt?
Ironic, his dad was a milkman.
And nobody knows who that other guy is.
What do you make on a board like that?
Sophia's different.
You make $250,000 a year, $250,000 a year?
It says here his net worth is roughly $5 to $10 million, which is
I honestly thought it would have been higher.
I thought it would have been higher.
Oh, wait, 5 to 10?
You can't go off of those things because it still says Dave's like $30 million.
Look up Sophia Franklin net worth.
Yeah, she might
be in that area.
Isle's mom
spelled with an F. No,
Isle's mom believes everything.
She's not
what Francis is saying.
She's net worth of $500,000.
That's not true.
It's
higher.
I know she makes at least that every year.
From what?
Podcasting.
How big is the podcast?
Too big, I'd imagine.
It's huge, man.
I do feel like it's been getting bigger.
Well, no.
Kyle's mom is very gullible, believes everything. And one time, his family was hosting me to a nice dinner. And I pulled her aside. I was like, you know, Kyle's dating Sophia Franklin. She started bawling her eyes out. And she would not believe you when you said you weren't. She was like, why would Nick pull me aside and whisper that?
You've done this on many occasions.
Yeah. You've done this before. Yeah, you like to pull people aside.
Yeah.
So, Nick, now you get to in our conference championship. Flappy Bird versus Blockbuster.
A lot of things I do are at other people's expense, and I need to work on that.
That made me look way better, though.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Speaking of looking better, when you took your coat off, it was good.
Yeah, his body's nice.
His body's getting real good. Huh?
You didn't see it?
You know, it shows, you can see the
I have a better idea.
Don't do this again.
The nooks and crannies.
I don't know that I was here the first time.
You were the one that made the comments last time, yes.
Every time he takes his shirt off, he's sitting next to me. I want to acknowledge how proud I am of it. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
You're just gassing him up. I don't see anything.
Oh, yeah. He did this last time, though, and it was too long-winded.
A Blockbuster CEO for me.
Blockbuster CEO,
I didn't know it was that low.
I'm going...
You want Sophia. I was the last.
Yes.
Still think Flappy Bird.
Yeah, probably.
Still think Flappy Bird.
Versus Blockbuster?
Flappy Bird versus Blockbuster. I'll go with... For a personal career decision, I got to go with Flappy Bird guy.
I agree. I think it... He just stopped making money. He was making $50,000 a day, stopped making money. The Blockbuster guy, still, he's got Red Mango.
Yeah.
You always have Red Mango.
For a while.
Right, it's like a lifetime.
Now I'm thinking that, like Francis said, like he knew what he was doing.
True.
Yeah.
He knew it was going to make a ton more money. He obviously didn't need it.
I'm flipping. That's a good point.
The Netflix, that's what a bust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that, yeah.
But his career hasn't
bad decision.
Yeah, his career hasn't been derailed. So he's working on Red Mango.
But it would be like, what exactly. What if the Blockbuster CEO was like, I'm passing on this deal because I don't. Because I know Netflix will make me a ton of money, but I think it'll lead to a bad thing for society.
I don't
That'd
think
be really
the
funny.
The Blockbuster CEO That's can only did. Say whoops.
Mm-hmm.
The Flappy Bird guy could say whoops, but he could also be like. I had the power. It was the decision I made.
I'm principled.
There's no one else to blame. Yeah.
All right, so you're going to go with
Blockbuster. I'm going Blockbuster.
Going Blockbuster.
I'm going Blockbuster.
You're going Blockbuster.
Kyle and I have a meeting pretty soon.
I've been flipped to Blockbuster.
Just know I'm rolling Borelli. That was the most outrageous thing. Oh, we are at the championship?
No?
Yeah, we're about to be there. So it's Borelli's going to go up against the winner of Jussie versus Armie Hammer.
Good luck to you, both of those boys.
Let's move one on so we can just get into the finals.
At least Jussie's was like fictional. Borelli actually wanted to punt. Or
it's Jussie versus Borelli in the conference finals there. I think we just say Borelli versus Borelli. Blockbuster in the finals right now.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. Mm-hmm. Unlike what Frankie was willing to do to Zoff.
Yeah. Nick, Borelli.
Blockbuster had free water. I'm going Borelli.
Yeah. Chaps,
I'm peer pressure. I'll go Frankie too.
You go Frankie. I'll go Frankie as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Blockbuster guy's working at Red Mang or Frankie will never work another day in this.
Yeah,
no, he's done.
That clip will be out.
He's not
there.
Even able to flip pizzas at Borelli's. His dad's gonna be like, I will not have a racist son
working
the face of my Italian restaurant since 1956.
Yeah. Italians can't be racist.
It's also true.
Right,
might actually be proud of them.
So, yeah, I mean, Frankie, see you, buddy. It's been real. Moon face.
Maybe.
Borelli, yeah.
Borelli.
He tried to, like, relate it to us. Like, you know that feeling when you almost punch someone, you want to punch someone?
A black guy, yeah.
You just see one, you want to...
That was outrageous.
We gave him so many opportunities to clarify his intention, and he just doubled and tripled and quadrupled down. At some point, you have to say, this is not a joke.
Frankie is racist.
You are this as bad as you present yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's unforgivable. I don't know. I'm sorry to say it.
No, it's just
we had a lot of fun, a lot of jokes this podcast, but
that's serious.
It ended on a sour note, that's for sure.
And this is my first appearance. It's really upsetting.
Oh, yeah. First time here, and then Frankie just drops in.
It's a bit marred.
I wish the HR guy still worked here so he could rank him low.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is Trust Me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance. Mutiny. Rated R.
That's going to be a knock on the ratings.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to bring him down a little bit. So the winner is Frankie Borelli coming in this room and admitting he wants to punch a black person.
Unannounced. Uninvited.
Because of his race.
Because of his race. Yeah. He was very clear about that. Yeah. That's going to be our winner of episode 49. I guess we're on episode, we're almost to be on episode 50. We're at the Chain game.
Oh,
Chain games. Episode. Oh, Chain Moments bracket coming up next, which you, Francis, you haven't heard fucking any of this stuff, so it's going to be fun you getting to hear some of this. Cool. Thanks, Chaps, for joining in, filling in for a bit. Owen, our sweet baby boy, we will miss you. Going out to Tim Dillon. And we will see you guys next week.